Welcome, everyone, to the California Cannabis Chronicle, our premier episode on the issues facing the implementation of cannabis reforms in the state of California. And joining us today for our inaugural episode, we have Ellen Comp, the Deputy Director of California Normal. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Russ. Thanks for having me.
Everybody is looking at the state of California as being the biggest recreational marijuana market to come online. Proposition 64 passed there last year. Can you tell us a little bit about the implementation? What's been happening in the legal realm with regard to marijuana?
Well, the California Bureau of Marijuana Control, which is actually a conglomeration of three sub-agencies, has issued draft regulations for medical marijuana and is expecting those to somehow apply to recreational marijuana, for which they hope to issue at least provisional licenses by January 1st, 2018, along with the medical licenses. Those are quite extensive, as you might imagine. You know, they cover laboratory testing as well as dispensaries, distribution, cultivation, all the health stuff, how it can be packaged and labeled and that sort of thing. And so they're running around them having hearings, taking public comment, and that's going to be due June 13th to the 20th. And so we're getting the word out to people about those and also, sending in commentary ourselves on things that we think will affect, medical marijuana patients as well as cannabis consumers. In the meantime, the governor has issued a trailer bill to the budget that has a scheme to combine medical and recreational, except that it has this really weird quirk that they want all medical and recreational businesses to operate separately. So not only dispensaries, but manufacturing and cultivation, you'd have to have either a medical license or a recreational license. Oh, no. And you couldn't combine the two. And we think that's completely unworkable. I mean, you know, some of these manufacturers, for example, have set up, you know, very elaborate systems with a bunch of different machinery, and, you know, to expect them to set that all up for the recreational market is kind of crazy. So,
well,
of course,
Ellen, can I ask, do these proponents offer a reasoning why there should be two completely separate supply chains with the marijuana industry?
No, we're just speculating at this point because it's a turnaround from what Brown was suggesting last year, where he wanted them merged. We figure it has to do with the Trump election, but that's, we're speculating on that.
So perhaps,
everyone's against that.
You're saying, though, that it might be a fear that there's a prosecution coming on the rec side, so let's have them separate so medical will still be protected? Maybe that's going on?
Yeah, that's our guess. But as Amanda Ryman from, she was with DPA, now she has a new group, she said recently, you know, we're not really a risk-averse industry, you know? We're going to do what we do, and, you know... If people don't want to get into the recreational because, you know, as we know, the federal government, I mean, Trump said during the campaign and since then they've talked about leaving medical alone, but maybe not recreational. And you know, we aren't on board yet with our recreational, so or our medical regulations, which have been, you know, the slowest to come. So, there's a lot going on there. In the meanwhile, Cal Normal is trying to get human rights back on the agenda because Prop 64 didn't do anything to protect, say, employment rights for marijuana users. And even in California, medical marijuana users don't have employment rights, unlike in 11 other states. So we're gathering people for a lobby day on June 5th, a Monday, a week from today, to try to get an author for a bill to protect employment rights. And also look at a lot of these other bills that are coming down and how they're going to impact marijuana users. There's at least 45, if not 60 bills in the legislature right now that are affecting marijuana. I heard in Washington there might be a couple of hundred. I don't know how many there might be in Oregon right now.
Yeah, a lot of work being done to try to implement these laws that have been passed by the people. And you did bring up the MRCRSA, the Medical Cannabis Regulation Safety Acts, that were passed shortly before the passage of Prop 64. On the medical-only side, what are some of the concerns that are happening down there?
Well, there's a big concern about the medical law had a mandatory distribution level, which was pushed by the Teamsters Union, actually, that wanted to take over distribution. And there were some players from the alcohol industry who came into that. Prop 64 would do away with a lot of the restrictions on vertical integration that were in MRCRSA, and also the distribution requirement. And, you know, people are wanting the option of distributing their own product or doing it in different ways. And so that's been a key issue. There's also an issue, you know, there's a very high level of taxation in Prop 64. And we are hoping to see tax relief for patients. It does relieve patients from taxes for if they have a medical, if they have a card, which is still voluntary in California. And the governor's bill would do away with that ID card. So we want to make sure that a patient would be able to at least see a sales tax reduction if they have a doctor's recommendation only in California. I mean, there's a lot in all of these bills and regulations that is of concern. Also, there's no provision for standalone delivery services currently, and that's how a lot of patients in California are getting their medicine, because a lot of jurisdictions aren't allowing brick and mortar dispensaries still, and are also moving to disallow recreational facilities. A lot of the rubber is really hitting the road at the 500 local jurisdictions in California, which are all active and doing all kinds of different things.
That's another thing we have to address here is at the local level, there's a lot of bans and moratoriums and different sort of regulation things going on. What are some of the big ones you're fighting now?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. There's almost too many to name. I mean, you know, Prop 64 said that locals can't ban six plant gardens, but that they can reasonably regulate them. And some are coming on board with regulations that don't look very reasonable to us. Also, there's a taxation issue. Prop 64 didn't limit local taxation at all, unlike Oregon and Colorado and other states. I guess the thinking was, well, if locals saw taxation, they'd want to get on board. But some of the taxation rates that are being proposed are extremely high, say in many jurisdictions in Monterey County and stuff. And that's just going to, you know, impact consumers and also probably fuel the black market. So we're already starting to see, though, downward pressure on taxation rates, because businesses are moving out of places with high taxation rates to find better tax rates. So the market forces will probably, I guess, ultimately take care of that, because I don't see a legislative fix to that, because the state legislature bows down to locals all the time about local control, and that's how we've gotten into this situation in the first place.
Aside from the taxation, what are some of the other unreasonable restrictions they're trying to put on the six-plant home garden?
Oh, in some places they want to have a criminal background check, a live scan. And that's really ridiculous, because Prop 64 actually has a lot of protections for former felons to be able to get into the business, you know, because the Drug Policy Alliance, which pushed it, are very strong on the human rights aspect around that. And so then to turn around and say, well, yeah, you can get into the business if you have a prior conviction, but you can't grow a home garden if you do.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And of course, they're trying to push it indoors, which they're permitted to do, but that's just stupid. I mean, California, you can grow it outdoors, right? Like Oregon, it's one of the few places where it grows very well outdoors. And we, you know, if one local complains about the smell, then it gets driven indoors, sometimes in a whole county, you know, in a rural county, which is really absurd. So we're hoping that, you know, a lot of places are passing bans because they just don't have the manpower or haven't gotten around to regulating it. But many are doing it just temporarily, like a moratorium, and then they're taking the time to look at how to regulate it. Now they have state regulations that they can fall back on, which is what they've been asking for all along. So we're hoping to eventually see, you know, more jurisdictions coming online and allowing the law to actually be implemented where in places where people live.
You also mentioned the civil rights aspects of Prop 64. One of the things I was happiest to see in that measure was the ability to go retroactively and fix people's records, expunging their records and so forth. How is that proceeding?
Yeah, there's a lot of that happening. There have been workshops around the state to help with that. Our Cal Normal lawyers are doing that for a lot of clients, and that's been a very positive aspect of it. Yeah, I'm hearing from people that had convictions, you know, 20, 30 years ago that are able to get those off their records. And then as far as, you know, and then people who had pending cases also are seeing them dismissed or having things reduced to misdemeanors or infractions even. So that's been very good. And, you know, I think going forward, we're going to see, you know, lower arrest rates too, as well as lower conviction rates in California.
A lot of good news coming out of California, but there's still plenty of work to be done. And if you'd like to get on top of all of this information and even help by donating your time or money, I'm sure California Normal could use the help. Ellen, give them some contact information for Cal Normal if people want to get involved.
Sure. Well, we've got Twitter and Facebook and everything under California Normal, and our website, CA for California Normal, spelled NORML.org, has a wealth of information, and there's an email sign up where you can get our, you know, email alerts and stuff. And yes, you can join and support us because, like I said, we're still working on consumer rights, employment rights. We're also hearing from a lot of pain patients that are being kicked off their pain medications because they're using medical marijuana, and there are a lot of really sad cases, and we're trying to get some legislation around that in the way that we got it around organ transplant patients a couple of years ago, because formerly they were still being kicked off organ transplant lists for using medical cannabis. And so there are a lot of ancillary aspects to all of these laws that need to change, as well as, of course, at the federal level. Oh, we're also having Eric Altieri, the new head of National Normal, is coming to San Francisco for a fundraiser on June 22nd. And if anybody's in the San Francisco area, they're welcome to come to that and hear what's happening on the federal level and support the national office.
All right. That's fantastic information. Ellen Kopp is the deputy director of California Normal at canormal.org. And thank you so much for all the work you're doing and for joining us today.
Thank you, Russ.